staff mentioned Agnes, and he admitted that I was changing the pitching setup and exposure. Thoughts on just having to use him but then take him out with a wrinkle?
Well, I'm not going to put anybody at risk. You know, Jake, my own wrinkle was, it was 3 hours plus, I'm assuming, once it got, you know, past an hour, hour and a half, you know, I told him he wasn't going back out there. You know, of course, Jake wanted to, but look, at the end of the day, Jake Agnes has got a career after East Carolina baseball, and I'm not going to sacrifice Jake Agnes's career or health to win a game.
How much did that change what you wanted? I'm sure in an ideal scenario, you wanted him to pitch 7-8.
Actually, to be honest with you, I thought it was going to work to our advantage because I thought we would have him for tomorrow, you know, so that was my thought process. And look, we went into the thing to win the regional. You know, we went for it last night. We were going with relievers when I could have probably brought Tyler Smith in. I mean, but I was holding Tyler for tomorrow. You know, if you want me to be candid with you, I was hoping he could go 3 or 4 innings and start tomorrow. So it didn't work out that way, you know. But we went into it to win it. We didn't went into it to finish third, to finish second. We went into it and win it. And that's the way I'm going to every game the rest of my coaching career, is to go in and win it. And we just had a rough inning, and we couldn't get out of it. And, you know, look, Ryan Ross has been used. He's tired. Trey Benton, I'm sure, is tired. Davis is tired. I mean, but if we're going to lose, we're going to go with the guys that got us here. And those guys got us here. We wouldn't be where we are today without those guys.
You said going into the week that no matter what happens, you want this team to be remembered as one of the greatest teams to play at East Carolina. Only 4 teams have won 44 games in program history. Now that the season's over, how do you want them to be remembered?
Just want to be remembered. I told them when we won the conference tournament that you can do things the right way on and off the field and have a lot of success in our program. And, you know, our culture is the number one thing in our program. It's the thing that means the most to me, that I can lay my head down on every night, that the kids do the things the right way. They're not perfect, but they do well in school. They play hard. They compete. They're good citizens in our community. They make East Carolina proud. And I know it hurts for the fans, because the fans have been waiting for just something to be successful at East Carolina the past couple of years. But our kids gave it everything they had. We just didn't play well enough to win when it mattered at the end. So I'm happy for Greenville, though, in East Carolina, we got an opportunity to host a regional because I thought it was an electric atmosphere, and it will help us moving forward in our program.
How much do you think, you kind of mentioned there, but the sophomore class in particular going into next year, Packer, Brickhouse, Smith, Agnes, Benton, all those guys, how they've been in the postseason heading into the future now?
Well, I thought those guys played well. You know, like, I don't think they played differently, you know, because we played the conference tournament last year and got to the championship game, and that's postseason. I know it's not regional, but I thought those guys had experience last year. And look, that sophomore class is obviously been, you know, a vital part of our success, and those guys will definitely, you know, learn from the experiences they had this year and continue to get better. I mean, look, we got to get better. You know, we won 44 games, but we didn't, you know, reach our ultimate goal, so we all got to get a little bit better.
Anybody else? Thank you, Coach.